It is officially college football season, and that is the theme for Kim this week. And Kim, it appears that Russia ran the opening kickoff for a touchdown this year. Tell us about that.
Well, if you look at Russian wheat production, a five-year average, 10-year average is just over 2 billion bushels. This year, they're going to harvest at least a 3 billion bushel crop and maybe a 3.1 billion bushel. That's a 33% increase in production this year over the average. You look at the quality of that Russian wheat, they're easily shipping 12.5 protein wheat and meeting that export demand. So they've got some good players out there to play this game with.
And reports also show that Russia has a quality set of receivers.
Oh, yes. When you look at the short game into North Africa, Egypt, they're shipping into there and they're controlling that market. But for the first time ever, they've sold and delivering wheat into Venezuela. They've contracted for cargoes of 1.1 million already shipped and got them cleared to go. The reports say they've got an agreement to deliver 2.2 million bushels a month to Venezuela over the next year. Now, that market normally belongs to the U.S. and Canada. We normally move 4.4 million bushels into Venezuela, and we're probably going to lose half of that this year.
Let's talk about France. I've heard they also have a good team this year.
Yes, their crop is significantly bigger than last year. You know, last year they had a disaster. This year they got good production and they got good quality. Reports say that 92% of that wheat is 11.5% protein or better, and that's soft red wheat, not hard red wheat, that's soft red wheat, and that the milling characteristics on it are excellent. So looks like France has a good team this year to meet that domestic and export demand.
Okay, let's talk about how the Canadian team is shaping up.
Well, they're a little short this year. The drought, just like in northern U.S. on that hard spring wheat, the drought reduced the yield on that, but the quality is relatively good. So they've got good quality, a shortage of product. So their exports will probably be down a little bit, but they're going to be playing the game with those good quality players.
And then in terms of the U.S. and their reaction to all this competition?
Oh, we're hurting because, you know, we had a total wheat production a little over 1.7 billion bushels compared to 2.3 billion last year. Plus, you look at Oklahoma's hard red winter wheat, the protein level 10.8, 10.9 on the average. The millers need 11.4 to 11.6. So you look at our quality and you look at our quantity. They're both down this year along with our price. And that's just not good.
And then with all this in mind, what should the recruiting strategy be for players for the next season?
Well, if you're looking at 2018-19 marketing year, I think we need to concentrate on quality and quantity. I think our problem is that our protein is lower. We got good milling characteristics, but our protein is low. So I think we need to concentrate on a good protein. If we can have protein, I think our prices will go from that 320 level. We're now up to at least 450 and maybe $5. But we got to have those quality players before we can stay in this game.
And remain optimistic, right?
And remain optimistic.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.